From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Is it or isn't it a real Van Gogh? That's the question being asked right now about a painting hanging in an exhibition in Scotland. The work is called Portrait of a Man, or Head of a Man. It's on loan from a museum in Australia. And both that museum and the Dean Gallery in Edinburgh insist it is an original Van Gogh. Others aren't so sure, among them Frank Whitford, an art historian and critic for the London Sunday Times.
There are a variety of reasons, really. I mean, both subjective and objective. Let's start off with the subjective ones first. I've seen, like, countless Van Goghs over the years. You must forgive me pronouncing it the English way.
We'll forgive you.
And this one looked straight away when I saw it first, and I saw it first some 20 to 25 years ago in Australia, wrong. That's to say that it seemed far too accomplished. Van Gogh at this time, we're talking about 1886, was still painting fairly clumsily. I don't mean that in any pejorative sense, because clumsy with Van Gogh always meant expressive. The thing about Van Gogh's brushstrokes at that time was that they were on the one hand clumsy, but on the other hand, they were charged with emotion, dynamism, energy. And these actually aren't. They're put on by somebody who knows what he's doing, and it's more a kind of working by rote.
You mentioned there were subjective and objective criteria. What would some of the objective criteria be?
Right. Okay. Well, the objective criteria, let's start with the fact that we don't know where the painting was before 1928. Now, normally, one would expect, particularly with a Van Gogh, to be able to trace the painting all the way back to the artist, because he would describe and very often provide a little sketch of what he was doing day by day, so that often we can prove that something was done on a specific day, often in the morning or in the afternoon.
But no mention of this painting.
There's no mention of this painting, and nobody knows where the devil it was until 1928. Now, the other objective criterion is that it's horizontal. That might not sound very dramatic, but there's no other painting by Van Gogh that's even remotely the same kind of format.
Well, you know, the painting's defenders, those who say that this is, in fact, a Van Gogh, say the painting has been trimmed, so it's entirely possible that at one point this was a vertical painting. The verticality has been lost.
Yes, but they don't explain why it would have been trimmed.
Mm.
But I would have an explanation for why it was trimmed. And trimmed, actually, is an understatement. Quite a bit must have been taken off, because the bottom of the frame now cuts off, actually, the bottom of the beard. This is a bearded gentleman we're talking about. Why would someone have cut the bottom off a painting? Because they wanted to get rid of the signature, which wasn't Vincent.
Well, you do have the curator of the exhibition now that's in Edinburgh saying there is nothing to dissuade me from thinking it is a Van Gogh. And you would think, it for a high-profile exhibition, if there were questions, they would have just said, you know, leave that one at home. We don't need that.
Well, yes, it's very odd, isn't it, that? Because that's just an assertion. What are his reasons for saying that he has no reasons for suspecting that this isn't a Van Gogh? Because he's the curator of the exhibition, it would be extremely embarrassing if it were demonstrated that, in fact, he'd gone to all this trouble and all this expense, indeed, because the picture had to come halfway around the world, and it would, as I say, be tremendously embarrassing if it turned out all to have been a waste of time.
Well, Frank Whitford, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure.
Frank Whitford is an art historian and critic for the London Sunday Times.